From MTSU's College of Media and Entertainment, WMOT, Murfreesboro, Nashville, Roots Radio. Friday.
So great to be here on stage at 3rd and Lindsley for our weekly WMOT lunchtime broadcast. And we have an amazing show for you today. Coming up in a bit, Scott Cook and Gold Coast after that. And I'm going to introduce you to the last of the full-grown men in just a minute. My name is Jesse Scott. Support for Finally Friday comes from the National Cornbread Festival happening this weekend in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Info at nationalcornbread.com. And support comes from Blue Note Straight Bourbon Whiskey. As we say hello to Webb Wilder. On release day.
Hello, Jesse Scott and people of 3rd and Lindsley and the airwaves.
And the loving public.
Yeah, so, all that.
It's great to see you.
Well, you too. We communicate all the time, but we don't get face-to-face that often.
Yeah. Except for you're coming into the studio this week to do a Words and Music with us.
Totally.
Over at Riverside Revival, and it'll be video, and we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I'll be there tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, actually, your album release show.
I'm sorry?
It's your album release
show. That's exactly right.
Very cool. And nice ink today.
We did. Thank you, Ed Hurt, for Critics Pick and The Scene. And things are so weird. Things are going well.
They go well, you know. They take their time sometimes.
Well, that's right.
It's been 5 years between records.
Yeah, and you know, giving credit where credit's due, one of my oldest friends is David Grissom, who's one of the world's greatest guitarists and a songwriter. We got to be friends doing shows with Joe Ely when he played with him. And we're in touch all the time. And he said, I got a song I want your opinion on. He sent it to me. I said, what if I do it? He goes, great. Next thing you know, George Bradfute to my right over here and I are making an album at his studio. And that, thanks to David, he got the Hillbilly Speedball rolling.
That's the name of the album. That's a cool title.
Yeah, and it's a double meaning, really. You know, David's from Kentucky, and he said that when he was a teenager, he worked on his uncle's tobacco farm, and he said, luckily, I broke my leg. Because he said the work was so hard.
Sure.
And he got out of it, you know. But he said he went back later, and things had changed. You know, and there's meth, and there's not as much tobacco. But the guy in the song is part of that scene, and he's a hillbilly speedball because he's a truck driver on drugs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Big rig.
Somebody you can call about that.
You would think. They used to be
billboards everywhere.
They used to be the knights of the road. Now sometimes they might be the churls of the highway.
Yeah, it's not easy. But, you know, it's kind of the long tradition of moonshine being delivered. I don't know if they had semis to do that back in the day, but
all that. Well, some of the great NASCAR drivers were outrunning the revenuers in their hot rods.
That's one of the things I love about you is you're so articulate about the history of the music and the attendance stuff around
it. Thanks. You give me a lot to live up to yourself. Well, you know all that,
thank
too.
You. It's so great to be able to talk to you always.
Back at
you. We need to do a long form thing.
Yeah, I'm up for it. Yeah. Jesse and I go way back, and we may not have time to get into how far, but we sure do.
Yeah, well, he came to work for my XM channel, so that was like 2001.
Something. The late great Billy Block called me one day, and I was at a crossroads of my life anyway. And he said, "Do you know Jesse Scott?" I said, "No." He said, "She knows you."
Yeah,
and the rest is history.
Thank you, Billy Block.
I know.
And thank you, Webb Wilder. And thanks. You brought the band. Let's rock.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, everyone. So we got this new album. It comes out next Friday. And Jesse's been kind enough to play at least one song from it so far. And we are at Riverside Revival tomorrow night. This is from the new album. This is a song I wrote with John David a bunch of years ago, but never got around to recording it myself, despite the fact that the British group Status Quo did it a while back. And it's called Kick Me When I'm Down.
Take you long to find someone new. You move right along. I can't of all, it's my best friend. Ain't that really rubbing it in? Kick me when I'm down. Kick me when I'm down. Push me down, or then you make a clown out of me. It's all over town, I tell you. Kick me when I'm down. How could you? They say you live in man, but this education's killing me. I was alone. That's when you answered the phone. Kick me when I'm down. Hey, baby, kick me when I'm down. How could ya? Well, you put me down, well, then you make a clown out of me. Woo! It's all over the town, I tell ya. Kick me when I'm down. They say you live and learn, but this education's telling me.
That's the maiden voyage on that one. We appreciate it. Ed Hurt liked this song in his review today in the scene. I was very pleased about that. I've been trying to write this. I had the title for a long time, and just a little piece of the song, and as we got to making the album, I guess it motivated me to finish it. That's Marshall Richardson back there on the drums. He's actually on this track on the album. It's George Bradfield to my right, who co-produced the album with me and played guitar, bass, all kind of stuff. The great Ralph Friedrichsen on the bass. This is a song, thank you. This is a song called Couple of Good Moves. A deep cut, it didn't bleed much, but it taught me a couple of good moves. I hung around some, played dumb, turned my rut into a groove. Well, I got scared out there, declared, regret, son of the limb at the top of the tree. Tried the best to do it, can't get rid of me. They talk about
shot at your sweet spot. Looks like you might have got grazed, but likely I'm not. What you got seems to have left you unfazed. Good moves in time, you'll find. All you need is a couple of good moves. All we want to do, all to do for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
When I was just a baby, my mother told me, Webb, never watch Green Acres. I'm not sure about Ebb.
I don't know. I think I always had an ear for songs, whether I had any talent or not. You know, when I was but a lad, back in that other century, Hang On Sloopy was a huge hit. Oh, thank you. So the McCoys were somebody I knew about. They did a version of this song, and when you go back and listen to it, it's awful. Rick Derringer went on to be a great Grammy Award-winning musician, but it was originally by a British group called the Merseys that I didn't know about, and David Bowie covered it on his Pinups album. So when I got around to doing it, I put pedal steel guitar and called my buddy Vince Gill, and he sang harmony on it. So we're really proud of that. The great Ralph Friedrichsen is going to sing harmony with me today. Let's see. How's that tempo?
You know you oughta. Something tells me you're the devil's oddest sorrow. Sorrow. Oh, oh, oh. With your long blonde hair, I couldn't sleep last night. Long, long, yeah.
spending all my money out there playing your high-class games. That's sorrow.
Thanks so much. Woo! Finally, Friday live from 3rd and Lindsley on WMOT and live and in person. We got people here in the room, y'all. The bar's open, the grill's open. To love. Maiden voyage on that one, folks. This next song is the one I was talking to Jesse about. It's the title track of the album written by my good friend, David Grissom. And David and George played guitar on it. George played bass. And we had the great Fats Kaplan play some fiddle on it. He's not here today. Yeah, there you go. And, yeah, it's kind of a double meaning. I think the guy's a truck driver. And he's probably breaking some rules there, but probably on some uncontrolled substances too. It's always summer on stage when you wear a hat. That's why you do everything you can do, including practicing the Web Wilder credo: work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them. Alright, it's called Hillbilly Speedball.
In these tobacco towns, nobody smokes anymore. They just burn a house down. Everybody's on cooking with gasoline, bathtub gin, methamphetamine. With my mixer to fried, I'm a brand new man, flying too high to fall. Another dark night with a bunch of tan, running from Newton's Law. Hillbilly Speedball. Stop to piss. I got the Jake Break tune, not to a perfect fit. I got an eight ball habit, pushing through a codeine fog. A bottle of red, if I hit the wall. When my mix is just right, I'm a brand new man. Another dark night with the motel jam, running from Newton's Law. Hillbilly Speedball. Always trying to bridge the great divide between the king of the road and the demon inside. And over and under, find a stretch of good road. Hit the hum of the highway, light my load. Just right, I'm a brand new man, blind to the light of fall. Another dark night with a motel chain, running from Newton's Law. Hillbilly Speedball. Running from Newton's Law. Hillbilly Speedball.
Thank you. One more, she says. That's great, because we have one more planned. Thanks so much, Jesse, and thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being here at Third and Lindsley. I love being part of WMOT. I'll be hosting the list, the Americana Chart Show, right after the program today. But Scott Cook's coming up. Gold Coast is coming up. It's going to be great. This is an old Chuck Berry song that I always wanted to do since my cousins gave me a hand-me-down 45 of it when I was a kid. And the great Michael Webb plays piano on the album. He's here with us today. Like jerks, we didn't ask him to play. Like jerks. Anyway, it's about a good-looking woman. It's called Beautiful Delilah.
Always gets the second look from people passing by. Every time you see her, she's with a different guy. Beautiful Delilah is the reason why Rebecca don't allow me to fool around with you. You are so tantalizing, you just can't be true. Sun, audience of 17, notice not a one. Local Casanovas wouldn't be outdone. Little steal their hearts away and break them just for fun. Rebecca, don't allow me to fool around with you. You are so tantalizing, just can't be true. Dressed in the latest style, a deep romantic guy's so low and mild. Maybe she will settle down and marry after a while. Rebecca, don't allow me to fool around with you. You are so tantalizing, you just can't be true.
So much for having us. There's more coming up.
Webb Wilder for Finally Friday. Hillbilly Speedball comes out next week, next Friday. So happy to have you on stage, and thanks, guys. Great band.
Thanks. They are a great band. Thank you, guys. And they'll be with me at Riverside Revival tomorrow night.
Way cool.
I'm getting off the stage so I can make room for Scott Cook coming up.
There you go. Oh, contextual even. We're here at Third and Lindsley, and you are invited to join us. We're here till 2 o'clock. We've got two more sets to go. Coming up in a bit, Gold Coast and Scott Cook is up next. Sit tight. We'll be right back for for WMOT Roots Radio's Finally Friday.